Putin lied that Ukraine broke the Minsk agreement, Ukrainians are all Nazis, and so much more that with previous lies over 25 years all seem to make sense. But it is not truth at all. Yet, ex-Indian envoy to Russia, Conwal Siebel states, it is America who is the one controlling the narrative. Ha ha. America did not start the war in Ukraine and then blame Russia. Putin started the fight by saying Ukrainians were Nazis. Putin started the fight by saying NATO borders are getting too close. These are two very different excuses to invade your neighbor. It goes to show, Putin believes neither of these ridiculous statements he made. As you know by now, Putin decided all Ukrainians were Nazis and needed to be wiped out. The Americans did not advise Putin to do this, as Conwal Siebel would like you to believe, it seems. Putin decided this all on his own, as he did when he wanted Georgia and Chechnya. So he sent in his cronies to create unrest, which gave him the excuse he needed to invade and take over, to save everyone from themselves. Again, the fact that the top general of the Wagner army that Putin sent into Ukraine was covered in Nazi tattoos along with many of the group seems to have been ignored by Putin, as Putin's Nazis are, well, his Russian Nazis. So they are okay Nazis and don't need to be eliminated. Despite what ex-Russian envoy Conwal Siebel says, the West has been afraid to send long-range arms to Ukraine in the worry they may be used to return fire on Russia itself, causing civilian Russian casualties. The agreement was only to deliver arms to Ukraine, to repel the attacks by the Russian army, killing Ukrainian civilians and stealing their land within their own borders. If Ukraine used their own manufactured weapons to hit legit military targets inside Russia, then that is on their own heads. Putin threatens nuclear war at every opportunity so that he can go on TV and tell his people they still need him in power. If someone sneezes too close to Putin, he delivers a nuclear threat to them on state TV. The West does not want their defense weapons used to attack Russian soil because they are just so bored with Putin's speeches and nuclear saber rattling